Chatting with forward Otto Niemann here on Panthers Radio. And Otto, it's been a decent start to the season for the club, a win percentage of 75%, a best start actually to the season since 2015-16. How do you feel as a squad it's going so far?
I think it's been a great start of the season, like a lot of tight games, but many times we've turned it for us in OT or shootouts. So, maybe a few times, we could have like even better, more wins, but still, I'm happy with our start.
You talk about the tight games, and everyone's talked about this close-knit team, and that's fairly obvious. I've just watched nearly all of you have dinner together, which is a regular occurrence. How much is a bond off the ice very useful to a team on it?
I think from the day one, it's been pretty good, team spirit. But of course, after last few weeks, it has gone even closer, of course. So I think everybody in the team just great guys, and I think that helps to on the ice too, to have that good spirit. So yeah, I think this also awesome times with the guys.
Do you think this is one of the best team spirits you've been part of in your career?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, yeah.
Talking about the team at home, we're now about to embark on a run of... I know you've got the away games, we'll come on that to a minute, but you've got a couple of Saturday home games against Guildford and Manchester, then Christmas against Sheffield and New Year against Coventry. How much are you looking forward to those big, big night games?
I'm looking so much forward to it. Yeah, it's great when you have those kind of team nights, and probably it's going to be a lot of people on those games. So, yeah, it's... can't wait for those, and those are also big games to get the points.
The rapport between the players and the fans has been huge this season. We've talked before about we watched you play rock, paper, scissors with a fan, which was a great moment. How important is that bond between the players and the fans?
I think it's important, and first of all, we have so great fans. You they are awesome people, and You want to give something back when they do something like that. So I think it's very important to have that kind of warm relationships with them. So, yeah, they are awesome people.
This weekend, you're on the road in Belfast and then in Coventry. I guess sometimes a road trip, Belfast, you'll be staying overnight. And it's obviously about, a bit of a trip. That's important as well, doesn't it? To be on the road and be together.
Oh, yeah. And also always awesome time to be at the hotel and stay night there. Yeah, it's gonna be probably a tough game, but it's nice to fly there and then have some time also on the hotel, and those are fun times.
Yeah, and then you look at the Coventry as well. I mean, I'm going to kind of come up with a cliche because this league is so tight. Years ago you would maybe be a lower team by a bigger scoreline, but this year in particular, that the gap between the top eight even is so close. Do you feel that on the ice, that you're in a game every time you play?
Yeah, definitely. If you before the game, you can basically, it doesn't matter where is the opponent in the standings. You have to always be humble and can't go cocky on those games. So yeah, that's awesome. Every game matters, and every game is you have to be on your best to get those 2 points.
We just make a good point about being humble. This is a team that clearly has talent, but I feel that it's a very humble room as well. And you mentioning it there, is that that's something that this team kind of, one of its ethos, I guess, led from Jonathan, is being humble.
How many games we had there, six or seven wins in a row? I can't remember, but I think it's important to stay still humble and work every day hard. And it doesn't mean that you don't give your best. And it's just important to remember the process, that we are only... There's 44 games still left, so yeah.
Brilliant. Well, good luck for the weekend, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.